This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Leticia Zavala. Date of birth, March 25th, 1972. Case ID number is 4082665. Date of exam, December the 1st, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from a disability evaluation dated 6/14/2021. Identifying information. This is a 50-year-old separated female with six children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of decreased vision, diabetes mellitus with diabetic polyneuropathy and neuropathic pain, asthma, hypertension, sleep apnea, lumbar sacral back pain, and osteoarthritis. The claimant is presently employed as a provider that she's been doing for approximately 3 years. She states before that time she was a migrant worker and she used to do cleaning of the houses. At the present time, she works part-time, 4 hours per day, 6 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. She is presently not receiving disability benefits at this time. She lives in a rental home with her two children, and her husband is not working at this time. Allegations, number one, decreased vision. Number two, diabetes mellitus with diabetic polyneuropathy and neuropathic pain. Number three, asthma. Number four, high blood pressure / hypertension. Number five, sleep apnea. Number six, lumbar sacral back pain. And number seven, osteoarthritis. Allegation, number one, decreased vision. The claimant states that in 2019, she was diagnosed as being nearsighted and also had problems with diabetes mellitus and hypertension. She denies any glaucoma or trauma at this time. She has difficulty with both eyes, and she does wear glasses. The claimant suffers from allergies, but states that she has good night vision and peripheral vision at this time. Her Snellen vision was OD uncorrected is 20/20, pinhole is 20/20, OS uncorrected is 20/40, pinhole is 20/20, binocular uncorrected is 20/20, binocular corrected is 20/20. The claimant has a normal vision at this time. Allegation number two, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2021, she was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, and a weight loss of 10 pounds. She denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, nephropathy, or cardiovascular disease, but she does suffer from neuropathy of her feet and hands, and has diabetic neuropathic pain at this time. She checks her blood glucose once per day and states that this morning it was 135 mg/dL. She states it usually runs from 90 to 270 mg/dL. Her last hemoglobin A1C was 6.0, which indicates that she is very well controlled for a diabetic. She is presently taking Trulicity 1.5/0.5 milliliters QW, which appears to be functioning very well for her at this time. Allegation number three and number six, asthma and sleep apnea. The claimant states that in 2010, she was diagnosed with asthma as well as sleep apnea. The claimant does suffer from allergies. She denies any history of emphysema, comma, bronchitis, comma, pneumonia, comma, or cardiac disease. She states that her shortness of breath is precipitated by walking one block, comma, climbing five steps, comma, talking, resting, and sometimes seasonal changes. She denies any smoking. The claimant has never been in the emergency room or hospitalized, as well as never being intubated for this condition. She is presently taking fluticasone propionate, 250 micrograms / 50 micrograms BID, acelastine hydrochloride BID, albuterol inhaler HFA, 2 puffs Q4 hours, and Montelukast 10 milligrams QD. Her condition appears to be well controlled at this time. She is also on a CPAP machine that she uses at night in order to breathe with. Her oxygen saturation at this visit was 96%. Allegation number 4, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2008, she was having shortness of breath and frontal and left-sided headaches that she had been having 10 years prior to being diagnosed with hypertension. She states that occasionally she suffers also from blurred vision. She denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction, cerebral vascular accident, or nephropathy. Her blood pressure at this visit was 127 over 79 mmHg, which is normal. She is presently taking losartan potassium 100 milligrams QD and amlopidine 10 milligrams QHS for her blood pressure, as well as chlorothalazide 25 milligrams QD. Her condition appears to be well controlled. Allegation number 6, lumbar sacral back pain. The claimant states that in 2003, she fell from the stairs and injured her lumbar sacral back pain and sustained a herniated disc in her lumbar sacral back area. She states the character of the pain is a needle stabbing pain located in the lumbar sacral back area that radiates down to her left leg. She was given injections for her pain with poor results. No surgeries have been performed. She does not recall exactly the details of her MRI. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 30 minutes, comma, sit for 1 hour, comma, lift approximately 10 pounds above her head and bend over to pick up clothes. She has no assistive devices that she uses at this time. Her daily activities include sleeping, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, doing the laundry, comma, and walking 20 minutes 3 times per week. Her physician is Dr. Rodriguez, and she denies seeing a chiropractor or receiving any kind of physical therapy. She is presently taking methocarbonyl sodium 500 milligrams QHS and diclofenac cream applied TID to affected area. She is also on indomethacin 50 milligrams BID, which she states does give her relief. She was diagnosed with a lumbar sacral back sprain contusion with a herniated disc in the lumbar sacral spine area with mild radiculitis to the left leg. Limitations. The claimant's limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 30 minutes, comma, climb 5 steps, comma, and bend over to pick up clothes. She's unable to squat. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button her clothes, and lift approximately 10 pounds above her head. She has no assistive devices that she uses at this time. She is presently taking methylcarbamol sodium, 500 milligrams QHS, diclofenac cream, applied TID to affected area, and indomethacin, 50 milligrams BID. The claimant states the only physical activity she does is walking for 20 minutes 3 times per week. family history. The father is 70 and has diabetes mellitus and hypertension. Her mother died at the age of 62 from pneumococcal pneumonia, hypertension, and diabetes mellitus. Medications, methylcarbinol, 500 milligrams QHS, methylchlorpromide, 5 milligrams TID, fluticasone, propionate, 250 milligrams / 50 micrograms BID, acelostine, hydrochloride, BID, albuterol inhaler, HFA, 2 puffs, Q4 hours, cyclopirox, topical solution, apply QD to toenails, Trulicity, 1.5 milligrams / 0.5 milliliters Q-week, diclofenac sodium, 1%, apply TID to affected area, Montelukast, 10 milligrams QD, chlorothalid, 25 milligrams QD, indomethacin, 50 milligrams BID, omeprazole, 40 milligrams QD, losartan potassium, 100 milligrams QD, amlodipine, 10 milligrams QHS, and the claimant does have a CPAP machine. Medical problems, hypertension, comma, history of COVID-19, comma, decreased vision, comma, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, comma, neuropathic pain disease from diabetic polyneuropathy, comma, asthma, comma, sleep apnea, comma, lumbar sacral back pain with left leg radiculitis, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, fungal infection of the toenails, comma, allergies, comma, gastroesophageal reflux disease, comma, gastritis, comma, major surgeries, hysterectomy, and the lifting of the bladder. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking, alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse, the claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder, substance abuse, the claimant denies the use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse, communicable diseases, the claimant states she has had a hepatitis A but has resolved, she denies having HIV or any other sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.4 Fahrenheit, weight 242 pounds, height 5 feet, 5.5 inches, BP 127 over 79 mmHg, heart rate 77 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation 96%, BMI 40, general. This is a 50-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you drop down to Snellen vision? OD uncorrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/40. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you drop down to abdomen after the last sentence? The claimant was morbidly obese and physical examination was difficult. Could you please drop down to after neurological exam on the last page? X-rays of the left knee, no acute findings. X-rays of the right knee, no acute findings. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. Functional capacity. Could you please drop down to probable diagnosis? Number one, decreased vision, - not confirmed with physical examination. The claimant has 20/20 vision of both eyes. Number two, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus. With neuropathic pain, the claimant has a hemoglobin A1C of 6.8. indicating that she is well controlled and being treated for the neuropathic pain with medications. Number 3, asthma dash normal physical exam. Number 4, hypertension dash blood pressure was 127 over 79 mmHg, which is normal. Her condition appears to be well controlled and being treated with medications at this time. Number 5, sleep apnea, being treated with a CPAP machine. Oxygen saturation was 96%. Number 6, lumbar sacral back pain, dash normal physical exam, appears to be stable at this time. Lumbargo. Number 7, osteoarthritis, being treated with medications, appears to be well controlled at this time. Normal physical exam. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Leticia Zavala.